Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. So, enjoy those. That was my volume control. Enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. Oh, I see what you've done, Nick. You've plugged into the same volume control pod for both of us. So I'm going to take a moment to move you over to the correct one.
Oh, God. You and your technical stuff. Who cares?
We got to make sure the show sounds good for everybody. All right. So 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything breaking news about the Ron Paul campaign. It's not huge news, but apparently there's been a poll released from Iowa that puts Ron Paul at about 8%. Now, that's among likely GOP caucus goers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that's pretty good. I mean, 8%?
Decent. Among GOP caucus goers. Now, let's take a take a second to realize that that's probably people that have that were voted in the caucus previously, as opposed to people that are now registered Republicans because they want to vote for Ron Paul, of which there has to be legion.
So his numbers are probably a lot higher than that. But nonetheless, even 8% is a formidable number as far as that particular poll is concerned.
You're definitely not out of it at 8%.
Apparently, though, according to LouRockwell.com's blog, this is an MSNBC Newsweek poll from Iowa. The 8% that Ron Paul got puts him at 2 percentage points above John McCain, who received 6% in the very same poll. However, suspiciously, MSNBC and Newsweek have omitted Ron Paul from their analysis of the poll. Hmm. So Newsweek's article on the poll analyzes it with regard to the top candidates, including McCain, but omits Ron Paul.
So, well, I can kind of see this. Because
no, I can't make excuses for this.
Give me a shot here. Now, I'm not saying these people are good, right, just, fair, or anything.
Okay.
But I do believe that they believe their own press, that journalism sort of cycles in on itself. One journalist reads what another journalist writes, therefore, you know, it just, and they believe it. None of these people know who the next president of the United States is going to be. You can look at the past polls versus the past presidents, and you can realize, the media doesn't know who the president's going to be.
Sure.
But somehow or another, every year, we pay attention to these polls, and we think that these jackasses in the media know what's going to happen. They don't. So they're saying, well, these three guys, we've heard their names before. They seem important. These are the big three Republicans. And Fred Thompson, I guess, came in a little later. So these are the big four Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as they're concerned, nobody else is going to break into that. Now, McCain's one of the big four that has, in Iowa now, slipped into obscurity. Now, that's important. He's slipped below the line that they can draw.
He's 2% below Ron Paul.
Right. And
Giuliani only got 9%.
Right. So he's a point above Ron Paul?
Yeah.
So they've drawn their line between 8 and 9%. You've got to draw it somewhere, right? And then McCain is newsworthy because he has slipped down. Do you understand?
That's a stretch.
I'm just saying that's what they think. I don't think it's some vast media conspiracy to keep Ron Paul out. I just think that they don't think he's going to be a factor.
How do you feel on this one, Nick?
I think to some extent they don't think he's going to be a factor, but they're trying to fulfill their own prophecy by excluding him from a poll. I think
that's a conscious choice.
If you're polling at 8% and someone else with 6% gets on the poll, it is, whether they're intending to do it or not, it's shoddy journalism to exclude someone who's getting 8% in the poll and talk about...
Absolutely.
In fact, if they did include him, all they'd say is, well, he's not going to win anyway.
But they would at least be giving people the facts that he's at 8%.
Right. Now they're excluding it, and they're making it look like he didn't even show, or he showed below 6%. The fact that Ron Paul beat John McCain is newsworthy. I mean, mm-hmm. The fact that he made 8%, and they normally show you the rundown.
They feel like they're going a long way to towards giving Huckabee. They're saying, well, look, Huckabee could be the big guy in Iowa, which he could be.
Yeah, 39% here.
I sincerely hope that America's so not so bass ackwards that they would even Iowa.
Huh.
I hope. I've only spent a little time in Iowa. I believe that that was Mark Twain's hometown, the Mississippi or something. I went there, but just briefly. I didn't think it was that backwards. But if somehow people can vote in a biblical literalist in Iowa, I will really have lost a great deal of respect for them.
Well, the only hurdle Ron Paul has to overcome in Iowa, though, is you need 15% in each precinct on caucus night. You need 15% of the vote. If you get less than 15% of the vote, your delegates don't count, and they can either walk out or walk to another candidate's corner.
I see.
But you need 15% in each precinct. Well, if you don't know.
How many precincts?
There are a lot. Like 1,000, I think, something like that.
Oh, my God. You mean all those? Because Iowa's already got a whole bunch of counties. If you look at a map of Iowa as far as the counties go, it looks like a checkerboard.
Oh, yeah. But each precinct, for the votes from that precinct to count for you, you have to get over 15%. It's kind of a strange system.
Hmm.
But that's what they do.
Well, I'm not sure how all that's going to shake out.
I can't imagine that even works for anybody.
I just thought it was interesting to point out that the media blackout of the Ron Paul campaign continues unabated. Even as his numbers continue to grow, the media goes through even more. They'll do whatever they can to cover it up. It's just amazing to me.
Well, hold on, Nick. I'm not done here.
Okay.
The Iowa caucus isn't even binding in any way, shape, or form anyway. They have a primary, too, don't they?
The caucus is the primary. The individual people go on caucus night and walk to corners, and then delegates vote based on that. But beyond that, I don't know how it works. It's a very complicated system, and I'm not from Iowa.
Yeah.
So,
I don't really care how it works.
There is a glimmer of good news, though, as far as Ron Paul in the media. I'm not sure if you guys have been following the Ron Paul Blimp project that they're trying to launch. They succeeded in raising over $200,000 today.
They got a blimp.
Their deadline was by Friday night. That was tonight. And they've raised it, so they will be taking off and heading to Boston.
Excellent.
For the Boston Tea Party.
Oh, that's going
to
be coming
up here. So how much does it cost to get a blimp of your own?
A lot.
$200,000? I mean, how come we don't get the Free Talk Live, the biggest real libertarian show in the nation, how come we aren't on the blimp right now broadcasting live is what I want to know. Is it because our program director isn't doing his damn job?
Well, you have to pay for flight time. Or someone has to give you their flight time.
Ron Paul campaign's paying for the flight time.
We'd
just be up there broadcasting.
Well, this is a for-profit enterprise not related to the campaign.
For-profit?
It is for-profit.
Okay, what's the profit? Where's the profit come from?
It's set up as a for-profit for legal reasons.
You feel like
reasons?
You've lost control of the show.
No, I'm just watching you guys go back and forth.
No, okay. It was set up as a for-profit because of all the campaign finance and political action rules.
What are they hoping to profit from? The sale of blimp rides?
They're really not hoping.
I don't think this means they're actually going to profit, Mark. I think that's just the legal entity that they've created.
They're basically operating at an at-cost level, from what I understand. But for $5,000, you can get 9 hours of flight time.
That doesn't mean you actually go on there for 9 hours. It means that you're paying for
nine hours, right?
Essentially, that's what was it? $500 you said for that?
$5,000.
Well, who gets to be up on the blimp, drinking cocktails and hanging out with the?
There's a drawing for that.
Well, if you pay $5,000 or more, you will receive 18 hours of flight time, according to the site. So, they are encouraging people to give that to members of the media.
That's Free Talk Live.
Well, they will be over New Hampshire. They're going to park over New Hampshire pretty soon. So,
all right. You know, in fact, I've got something about the blimp. We'll get to that. We got to go to the phones first. Let's talk to Wallbound in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wallbound.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think Mark's not doing his job, man. You should be on the blimp.
No. What? That's Ian's not doing his job.
Mark's not doing
his job. He rubs his mouth every night.
I go out and get the money. Ian's supposed to be taking care of the show.
Oh, Ian's supposed to spend it. Okay, well, I see how that works. Well, gentlemen, I got a flag update for you.
Yes, sir.
Right, this is just to give our listeners a recap here. You had called in a few days ago. You live in a trailer park there in North Carolina, and you've been flying your American flag upside down as a sign of distress, which is what that means. And the trailer park manager had been pretty upset, had threatened you, probably going to try to evict you if you didn't either set the flag right side up or take it down entirely. And so what is going on?
He come out this morning around 9:30, caught me while I was in the bed asleep, removed my flagpole, turned the flag right side back up, and stuck it back on the flagpole this morning.
Hmm. Now, is that considered vandalism?
It's considered destruction of personal and private property.
Well, did he destroy the property, or did he modify the property?
He modified it. It'd probably be vandalism.
What are you going to do about it?
That's what I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm thinking about contacting a couple of...
Let's come back and talk about it in moments with more with Wallbound, your calls as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 7th, 2007. Gold, 840 cents. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $824.57, $406.40 for half, $203.20 for quarter. That's $824.57, $406.40, and $203.20.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those, including the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know it first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. AdamEve.com is where you need to go for movies, lingerie, and marital aids. And they've got a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off at AdamEve.com/talk. 800-259-9231. We go back to Wallbound in North Carolina. So, Wallbound, living in a trailer park there in North Carolina, you've had a bit of a spat with the trailer park manager over your hanging the American flag upside down, international sign of distress. A lot of people know that, but apparently it has upset your trailer park manager, and he has come by after, I guess you guys went back and forth on it a number of times, he has come by as of this morning and flipped your flag right side up. Now, that's your property. The trailer is your property. The flag is your property. The flag pole, everything is your property. So he has essentially not necessarily vandalized your property in that he didn't do any damage.
He certainly trespassed.
He definitely trespassed, but then again, it's probably his land.
Well, it's his land, but if you sign a contract that says that a person is renting your land, you're still trespassing if you come on there and do something that person with whom you have the contract has said explicitly you cannot do.
What are you, now you're thinking, you're like, what are you covering your options here, Wallbound? What are you considering doing?
Well, see, he thought he was going to be slick and catch me while I was in the bed so I wouldn't be able to document it on tape. And that's what I had fully intended on doing, was catching him on video camera.
Don't tell me you've got a motion-sensitive tape and you've got him videoed.
No, unfortunately, I didn't have it set up.
Okay,
because
that would show the mind of a person who has far more time.
Yeah, well, I did the second best thing. I happened to borrow an MP3 player and put him on speakerphone, and he was so glad and so proud of his actions that he just come right out and said, "Yes, sir, I flipped that flag upside down."
Oh, so he admitted to it.
Oh, yeah, and I got it on tape.
Now, one quick point on that. Is the state of North Carolina one of those states that requires the party who's being recorded to be notified? Do you know about that?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I've got time dated stamps of the flag being flown upside down as of the night before last,
mm-hmm.
and I've got time stamp dates of the flag being flown in its upright position now. And regardless, it's a confession, and whether it can be heard in court or not, I mean, he's so proud that he did this that I'm sure that he's just going to be the ignorant type of person. So yeah, I did it.
Yeah, I don't even understand exactly why it is that court wouldn't allow a recording like that.
Because it's outlawed.
But I don't understand why.
They can do it when they entrap you. A police officer can wear a wire and not inform you that he's being wired. So I
it's exempt. The government's exempt from its own laws.
Yeah,
course.
I get that. The government can do a lot of things.
Now, are you considering calling a lawyer? Are you just going to flip the flag right side or upside down?
Well, I'm going to leave the flag like it is, just like he's left it. I'm going to take pictures of it. Mm-hmm. And the West Salem Journal told me if he did this, they would come out and cover a story. And
who told you that? The newspaper?
West Salem Journal, yeah.
Okay.
If he touched it, they would come out and do a story. So they're going to come out. I guess I'm going to get in touch with them in the morning and have them come out probably Monday. But my first thoughts is to hold on to the evidence, figure out what criminal charges I can take against him. But the criminal charges are the minimum. I'm going for civil attorneys tomorrow, Monday. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start going through the book and seeing which civil attorney would like to take the case, because he did violate my civil rights regardless.
Very interesting.
Of anything
I don't know
else.
What you're going to get out of him.
My civil rights.
I can't imagine what you're going to get out of him, but you're certainly going to make him look bad.
I know you want him to just leave you alone, right? I mean, wouldn't that be the best possible
possibility? It would be the best scenario, but the ball's been too far out of the court now. I mean, if it had just left me in peace, you know, and left the flag in peace, everything would have been fine.
Right. You know, people are going to think what they're going to think. If somebody sees an upside-down American flag, I'm sure there are plenty of nationalists out there that would just get offended. They wouldn't realize the reason why it was upside down, and they'd drive by and they'd get offended. They wouldn't blame the trailer park owner for that.
This way, I'm going to take me a white flag of surrender. I'm going to fly it above the American flag. And that just about basically says the same thing.
Interesting.
You know?
Wallbound, let us know what happens, and I wish you good luck with this case. Thanks for the call, dude.
Thank you. 800-259-9231.
You know, again, how the trailer park owner, I don't think he could possibly imagine this could come back to bite him in any way. It's not his trailer. It's not his responsibility what is drawn on the trailer or what is hanging from the trailer. So he's just being a jerk.
Well, so long as the park rules don't say anything about decoration or decor on the front of the property.
Wallbound didn't mention any park rules. He didn't say that when he called us before, he didn't tell us that the trailer park owner had cited anything, that he had just come over and started bullying him, basically.
Right. It'd be a good idea to check those before you get too far ahead of yourself. I would read through it and see if there's anything in there that could give them the latitude to to do that, because there,
that's a good
could
point.
Be.
I did tell him to check his lease, but the park rules might be separate from the lease,
right.
So it's a good idea. 800-259-9231. We go to the phones, talk to Chris in New Hampshire. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Chris, New Hampshire.
Yes, how are you doing tonight? Yes.
Hey, it's Chris from the Liberty Forum, Free State Project's Liberty Forum organizer.
And I just want to give you some a couple little updates and one big update.
Okay.
You guys have been waiting to hear for one of these updates.
Okay.
So there's new people?
We have new people. You guys remember last time we talked about Kane a little bit?
Uh-huh.
Kane
from WWE.
Right, Glenn Jacobs.
Well, he heard the show, heard us talking about him, and he called me the very next day, and he'll be there on Thursday night.
Excellent.
Oh, that's killer.
You know, you're going to have to reserve two seats for him. He's a monster of a man. I mean, he's gigantic.
Now, so he's only staying for Thursday night? That's
yeah. He may have an engagement that weekend that he can't get out of.
Right.
So Thursday night, okay.
That's where the meet and greet is, right? Where, again, we're talking about the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's being put on by the Free State Project. It's going to have...
Are we
going to
be there for that?
We're going to... I'm considering now going Thursday night because Kane's going to be there. I mean, that's pretty cool. But we were definitely going
to
be there for Friday and Saturday night. I don't know if Chris has reserved a hotel room for us for Thursday night, so that would be something...
Probably not.
But yeah, we'd have to talk about that.
Well, I'll sleep on somebody's floor.
So anyway, this is going to be the Liberty event of the year. It's like a convention-style thing. It's happening in Nashua, New Hampshire on January 3rd through the 6th,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to just be
sponsored by SACL CAI,
sponsor
of the show.
That's right. It's just going to be just chock full of all kinds of libertarian luminaries, freedom-loving people. Hundreds of people are going to be there in attendance, and really, it's going to be an awesome event. Nick, were you there last year?
I was.
What did you think of it?
It was great.
I was impressed, and it was the first year last year, and they really just knocked it out of the water. So it's going to be even better this time out. What else do you have to announce, Chris?
Peter Bagg from Reason. He's a cartoonist. Many people know his work. They may not know his name, but they've seen his
work.
Right,
I've seen his stuff. I didn't realize that, I didn't know what his name was, but I guess that's kind of the way it is for cartoonists.
Right.
You know?
Most people don't know your name either, Mark.
Yeah, they're just nasally guarded.
Originally, he said he couldn't go, and then he kept seeing who kept showing up on the list, and now he's coming up for all 3 days.
Ah. Fantastic. What else?
And the big news is... Ron Paul will be
excellent
at the Liberty Forum.
We got him signed down, huh?
What day is he going
to
be there?
He'll be there on Sunday. There's a debate on Saturday. We try to get him Saturday, but he'll be there Sunday, closing out it just like he did last
just
year.
Just like last
what time?
Year.
What time on Sunday?
Noontime.
Very good. Thanks for the announcements, Chris.
No problem.
Have a good night. 800-259-9231. I'll tell you a little bit more about the Liberty Forum in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you like toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free, and they include the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, giving them both away to you for free at freetalklive.com. You just heard us talking with Chris Lawless, the event organizer behind the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and it is really going to be the Liberty event of the year. Porkfest is the Free State Project's other get-together, but that's more of like a fun, campy campground
style.
This
year we're going to have Burning Porcupine, too.
Well, that's not an official Free State Project event. It is a Free Stater organized event.
It needs to be official? Anything's official?
I don't know.
What's official?
Official meaning it's organized by the Free State Project. For the purposes of advocating people moving to New Hampshire.
But the Liberty Forum is self-funding at this point. The Free State Project gave, from what I understand, seed money to start it last year.
Whatever.
It's first year. So
it's official. Okay. Anyway. So it's going to be happening again in Nashua, New Hampshire. There's going to be a free shuttle available from Manchester International Airport, so it'll be even easier to get to this year. You don't have to rent a car. Though, of course, that's always a good idea if you want to tour around the state. So definitely keep that in mind. And just the list of speakers is tremendous. Last year, it was quite... I mean, there was a bunch of distinguished libertarian types, luminaries, if you will, that were speaking there last year. It's going to be even bigger this year with Sharon Harris, the president of the Advocates for Self-Government, Bernard von Nothaus, providing he's not in a jail cell. The man behind the Liberty Dollar is going to be giving one of the keynote speeches. Jim Babka, our friend from Downsize DC, going to be back again this year. Looking forward to seeing him again. Jim had this little early morning breakfast thing at the last year's event where you'd have to get up at like 7 a.m. to go and eat breakfast with Jim and his wife and other Downsize DC supporters. Mm. And even though I was up late that night, it was worth getting up early to go and meet up with Jim.
He really wants me to be at this one, and I told him that I'd be there, so I go. It's going to be awful getting up that early.
You don't want to miss it. Barry Cooper from the very famous or infamous, however you want to look at it, Never Get Busted video series is going to be there. Peter Crist from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, our own Gardner Goldsmith, going to be presenting at this event. I know that Free Minds TV, Nick and Toby, are going to have some cameras out there. I don't know what they're going to do quite yet, but I know they're working on plans. And, man, I mean, just Everybody's going to be there, so we hope that you will as well. If you want to get registered, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And I'm actually regretting not asking Chris if there were any hotel rooms left, because you asked me that during the break, Nick. I don't know. I know that the special rate is done and over with.
So you get
what you get at this point.
Yeah, I think that they're. I think you better call the hotel, because I don't think that they can get anything else.
Yeah.
He told me that he was trying to get rooms on Thursday, but the hotel ran out. You know, that they're definitely not giving him the special rate anymore.
You know, if you're listening to this right now or tomorrow, you should pick up the phone and call that hotel. The number's on the website at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, because they're probably close to selling out. We know they're out of the block of rooms that the Free State Project had reserved.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be other rooms available at regular price, or who knows, maybe higher than regular price,
right,
because of the primary. And that announcement about Ron Paul giving the closing speech on Sunday, that's an exclusive announcement. He held off on sending out an email announcing that so he could announce it on Free Talk Live first. So if you're listening live, you're hearing that right now. I would be on the phone to the hotel,
right,
and as we speak.
You know, I don't know whether there's anything left in that hotel at this point. We warned you. We gave everybody full and ample warning. And, you know, I guess people, you know, somebody out there waited for whatever reason, thought we were hustlers and we were just trying to sell hotel rooms, whatever. At this point, you should be Googling what are the closest hotels around there, just to find out what's closest, because I suspect that they're going to be.
Well, call the hotel, find out
for sure.
We haven't heard that they're sold out. I'm sure we would when they do. And then once you've done that, go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get registered with the code 2008FTL if you want to save 10% on your registration. That's 2008FTL. I mean, it's just such an exciting event. I could keep talking about it, because I'm really looking forward to being there. It's going to be fun. A lot of fun.
It was really great. And you don't have to, apparently, according to Chris, they are not completely sold out at this point.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun, and you don't have to go to every single event. You don't have to go see John Sununu give his keynote speech.
No, it's a convention.
And pay for the the meal and all that stuff. You can go eat someplace else. There'll be lots of people who want to eat somewhere else.
Well, that's the cool part about a convention like this, is that you go there and you meet a bunch of new people, and in this case, it's all liberty loving individuals from all across the country. In fact, some people come from around the world to this event. You meet this great group of people, and that inevitably you hit it off, and then you just sort of you schedule your own things. You look at the schedule of official things that are going on, and you pick and choose from the ones you want to go to, and then if you want to break off and go and do something else, that's what you do. It's just kind of freewheeling like that, if you will.
Yeah, and it was fun and nice.
800-259-9231.
I didn't go to that many of the rooms where they were giving the speeches. I did, but I wandered around and chatted with people most of the time, and that was what was most fun for me.
So anyway, we're going to be there broadcasting live. Look forward to seeing you at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum January 3rd through the 6th. Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to another man who was at the Liberty Forum last year, John from Salem, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
Hey, you opened the show talking about Ron Paul, and I thought that it was kind of interesting because that was what was on my mind.
Okay.
I'm getting caught up here on the podcast. And I understand that there's some folks arriving in New Hampshire specifically to work for Ron Paul. And I got to just say, I know you don't like shout-outs on the program. You guys rock.
Yeah, they're an amazing group of people.
It is absolutely amazing. And I want to say, these people who are coming to New Hampshire for the first time, maybe they've visited before, what they're seeing now, although New Hampshire is as pretty as can be, this is the time of year which is in between seasons.
Right.
So you don't have the absolute gorgeous fall foliage. You don't have the pristine beauty of the skiing season. This is really a dull kind of look of New Hampshire.
Sure looks like skiing season to me.
It is absolutely gorgeous.
There's snow out here. I don't know what you've got around the coast.
And it's full bloom at any peak of any season. For those folks... So you folks listening who are part of the Live Free or Die operation, I want to say, when Ron Paul wins, consider coming to New Hampshire. And if in the sad event Ron Paul does not win, please consider coming to New Hampshire.
Absolutely.
We call it home. It is the home. It's the base of liberty. Ron Paul has endorsed the Free State movement as being pro-liberty and pro-freedom. But bottom line is, I just wanted to come through on the airwaves to say to these folks from around the country, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming to New Hampshire to help us.
It has,
awesome.
It has
you
been amazing.
Rock.
I absolutely agree. And John, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. I mean, you said it better than we did.
I mean, we had a call from one of these Operation Live Free or Die movers last night on the show. And again, just so you can be aware, OperationLiveFreeOrDie.com is the website. They're trying to get 1,000 people to move temporarily to New Hampshire to canvass and campaign actively on a day-to-day basis for Ron Paul. The guy that called in last night, I think it was Frank, was telling us that they're doing 100 houses a day. Each individual is going out and just going house to house, just hitting houses. I mean, he quit his job to come and move to New Hampshire and campaign for Ron Paul. I mean, if you're going to quit your job and move away temporarily, that seems like a great time to consider moving permanently, as far as I'm concerned.
How many people in New Hampshire
have moved from Operation Free or Die?
No. How many people in New Hampshire?
1.4, 1.5 million.
1.4, 1.5 million. You put, say, 3 people in every house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 500,000 households.
Okay.
What's that take as far as people knocking on doors in order to get through the mall?
I have no idea.
If you have 1,000 people, that's 250 houses a person.
Okay.
Doable.
1,000 people, 250 per person?
Yep. 500 people would be 1,000. Oh, no, 500, sorry.
Okay, 500 per person, which they can do in 5 days. So apparently, it's very doable.
Now, they're going to be at it for several weeks, so I'm sure they'll be able to cover a good chunk of ground. Anyway, it is an amazing program, an amazing group of people, and I hope that they continue to get invitations from people like John and other people, other Free State Project members, personal invitations to stay, you know, come back and move here permanently, because this is where the liberty activism is. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys. I've just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys make Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips ones.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free 800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are for free. So if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. And for as little as $3 a month, you can help support Free Talk Live and get us on more radio stations across the country. And you get some perks too, like access to the amp-only chat room, amp-only forums, amp-only call-in line as well. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. And speaking of the amp line, we go to it and talk to Rob in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Rob with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Super. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about privatization. You guys talked about privatizing roads, I think, last night, and then a little bit earlier you guys have talked about privatizing other stuff, and a caller objected to giving, like, the police shares and the police department type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the strategy for privatizing government is somewhat important, and I think that sometimes people get too caught up in the notion of punishing people who have done wrong, because that's one of the things that the caller kind of was getting into when we were talking about the police didn't deserve to get shares and that sort of stuff. And I've heard plenty of libertarian writers who said the same thing, and I actually agree with that. However, when we start talking about actually a strategy which will actually work to achieve some of these things, sometimes you do have to give on that in that arena. Now, when it comes to roads, I think, you know, if you own property and a road abuts your property, sure, you get that portion of the road. I think that the rest of the roads, quite frankly, should just be homesteaded by whoever gets there. And that might even include the bums in the street. And the reason why I say that is that anything else that you try to do kind of assumes that you have some sort of overarching governmental type agency running things, which is the whole idea that you're trying to get away from in the first place.
So now the bums example that you gave, that would only apply to roads that were abutted on both sides by government property, right?
Yeah, that sort of thing. Where there's no property owner who's there, and if other people were the first people to get there, they can make their claim. I'm saying that basically it'd be first come, first serve at that point, and that's the way it would be with a lot of government stuff, I would imagine. Now, when it comes to stuff like the school, sure, the people who work there, you give them their piece or whatever. Most government bureaucrats are not very adept at running a business, so mm-hmm. I seriously doubt if most of them would be able to run one successfully. They probably have to sell it. When it comes to the police, I don't really think there's much of a private market for police, so I think that those shares will be essentially worthless. But I don't have very much problem with giving them those shares, because I think that that would be an effective strategy if it means getting rid of the police.
Now, absolutely.
Think about it from the standpoint of, in this country's history, you know, one of the ways in which it was thought to end slavery was the paid manumission of slavery, so that you would pay the slave owners to release them. Now, that very directly is making the most evil of criminals profit from slavery. However, it's far more important to me to prevent the injustice being done to the innocent than it is to bring justice to the guilty.
Great point. Right. Yeah, it's sort of like the old saying of I'd rather see 100 men, 100 guilty men go free than one innocent man put in prison, that sort of thing.
Free fight.
And did the slave owners, the question that one would have to ask is, how did the slave owners suffer in the prosecution of the quote-unquote Civil War, which was not a Civil War, how did they suffer? Well, I mean, I guess that they may have had their plantations destroyed, but then again, so did everybody else in the South that didn't own slaves, and the majority of the people in the South at the time did not own slaves.
Right.
Exactly, and those people still kept that property, even the parts that had been burned, and some of them were able to rebuild, and some of them, I'm sure, had assets which were outside of the plantation, which they were able to keep. So I think that the idea that the Civil War somehow brought justice to the slave owners is completely fallacious. I mean, it very clearly did not.
Yeah.
Right, it's sort of equivalent to, you know, getting encountering a thug on the street that wants to rob you at gunpoint. You know, the fact is, if you could somehow make a deal with that thug to, you know, hand him over your wallet as long as he never robs you again, that would seem to me to be a reasonable deal, because you're going to get robbed anyway.
If you just walk away without ever having to, without getting hurt, I mean, that's what happens when you hand your wallet over.
Right.
Yeah, so sometimes you do have to make these sorts of bargains, and, you know, Thomas Sowell was talking about the socialists and the fact that they always are looking for cosmic justice, so that rather than, you know, if there's some sort of injustice that's going on as they perceive it, then they won't rest no matter how many other injustices they have to bring about to correct that one.
Yes, that's nuts.
And I think that that's one of the dangers.
Yep. Well said, Rob. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that's all that I had to say.
Brilliant call. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. I can't agree more.
Hey, you know, I have to agree with him, too.
If the price that we have to pay to have freedom from these government bureaucracies is to give the bureaucrats a share of their bureaucracy, here you go. You've got a share of all your cars and buildings and stuff. Here you go. Have fun now. That's like the easiest price to pay instead of paying just on and on into the future forever.
Well, and to
it's
some
not
extent,
even a real price. It's already been paid for, those buildings.
I agree with what you're saying from the practical libertarian standpoint. But, you know, to some extent, this is the system that we have. And that's the sort of, you know, the way it's working right now is what we have to deal with. And what you're, you know, what we were talking about as a practical way to get out of it. I think that those, you know, the bureaucrats that are working in there are only doing what we asked of them. In the beginning.
Absolutely.
So, the Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit RLC.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's RLC.org.
As we continue with the phone calls, it's Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
We got some information for you guys that we got out of Russia last night. Found out our dear friend Canada is becoming a very good buddy of Russia, and we found out through the SPP that our government is secretly making contracts with other countries and bringing other people in here to work and paying them next to nothing. And
so, wait a minute. You're saying the American government is bringing in essentially slave labor to America?
Yeah, they're doing it in Canada, too.
And they're coming from Russia or other places?
Well, no, it's coming from other countries. Meanwhile, you said they're making secret contracts. They didn't want anybody to know about this. Meanwhile, it's already happening in Canada.
Now, who's hiring them?
It's going to start happening here, too.
What is the American government doing with this slave labor?
They're bringing them here to work and paying them next to nothing.
To do what? Are they
work at these companies? That's why a lot of people are losing their jobs.
But the government doesn't
want
people to
come in and pay them. It is to help the elites. What it is.
But the government isn't like a day hire service. I mean that's
well, Paul is saying they are.
But
well,
how are they getting
Canada?
How are they getting the people
on the radio this morning?
How are the companies finding out how to, you know, to get in contact? I mean, where are they keeping these people in dormitories?
You have to know the right people.
No, they're here for a short period of time. They go back and they send more. I mean, they just keep going back and forth.
Why would they send them back? What's the point of that?
I don't know. Anyway, the gentleman was on the radio this morning about this.
Now, Paula, you do understand that just because someone's on the radio saying something doesn't make it true.
This gentleman works for the Canadian government.
Well, just because someone claims to work for the Canadian government doesn't mean that's true.
But anyway,
so the government
is that we need to get rid of this SPP as quick as possible.
Oh, I'm with you. The SPP is a mess, and I would agree with you completely on that. I'm just concerned because it's making the government sound like a labor company, and I can't imagine that the government's actually bringing people. I would totally agree with you.
Yeah, they're doing it secret. They didn't want anybody to know about this.
So they're bringing them over on boats or airplanes?
They didn't say. They said they were bringing them over. Another, you know, to them, and it's going to be happening here, too.
So, Paula, how is Canada being friendly with Russia? What exactly
They said they're going to be making billions of dollars. They're going to be doing a lot of trading with them. They're going to be working with them in Alaska. They're going to be running gas for Europe and other countries, and they're going to be making a fortune off of this. And anyway, they're just becoming buddy-buddy. They said, matter of fact, they said, if we got hit by a missile from Iran, they said they wouldn't even help us.
Well, that's interesting allegations, Paula. I don't know what you have to back it up besides the fact you heard it on the radio.
This came out of Russia.
I don't think that Iran has intercontinental ballistic missiles. I don't think
all I'm saying is that they said just if something should happen here, he said, Canada wouldn't even
look
help
out.
Him.
I can't imagine why Canada would go out and say, you know, hey,
well,
we wouldn't help you.
They said that we have lost respect of all the world. They said that they don't want our economy coming back. They don't want us to be the power of the world anymore.
Well, that doesn't make sense because we trade with Canada, and I don't think Canada would want the American economy to go south because inevitably that would affect the Canadian economy as well.
Everybody has lost respect for this country.
Well, that may be true.
It would sink their own economy to sink
they're going to be making billions of dollars.
Paula, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, while it may be true that people around the world don't respect America, certainly not true that the Canadian people want America's economy to go south.
Right.
And again, anything Paula says does not reflect the viewpoints or opinions of people on this show. Don't know where she gets her information, but...
on the radio.
Yeah. Take it with a grain of salt. 800-259...
Take what anybody says with a grain of salt.
Yes, including us. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is coming up.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.